Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 13.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Representative Warren will quit passing out candy. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices, and the prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Heavenly Father, our Lord and Creator, we gather here on a day in which not much will be accomplished in this General Assembly, and yet we turn to you and ask for your guidance. Lord, how tiresome it must be for you to suffer the billions of us around the world who simultaneously praise you, beseech you, deny you, and accept you, and at random times, as we do now, call out to you to intervene on our behalf, to save us from our own incompetency and weaknesses. We ask you to guide us and direct us, seemingly oblivious to the fact you have already granted us the means, the ability, and the direction to do what is in the best interest of all your people to the best of our ability. So I and those among us who would join me ask you today, Father, that as the months ahead come upon us, open our eyes, our hearts, our minds, that we might honor you by using the talents and blessings you have already given us to fulfill our obligations responsibly and beneficially for those whom you have graciously allowed us to serve. Embolden us to courageously seek solutions without regard to personal or partisan advantage. Help us, Lord, to get out of our own way, that our every action might reveal that you have truly blessed us in this great state of North Carolina. This we humbly and sincerely ask of you. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for February 18th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for February 18 be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Members, please help me today to welcome the nurse of the day, Cynthia Bracey from Hope Mills, North Carolina. Thank you, Ms. Bracey, for being with us. And members, upon the motion of all members, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina Association of EMS Administrators, here sponsoring their first annual EMS Day at the Capitol. If you would all please rise. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for your work. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Davis, House Bill 89, Southeast Area Technical School, High School Cooperative Innovative High School Funds.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations, education. If favorable, full appropriations, then if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Horn and former Butterfield. House Bill 90, DPI, Exceptional Children Divisions, Feedback, Department of Information Technology Study, Program Evaluation Division Report.
Education K-12, if favorable, health, if favorable, rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives McGrady, Bowles, Horn, and Willingham. House Bill 91, ABC's Laws, Modernization, Program Evaluation Division Study.
Alcoholic Beverage Control Committee, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 92, Morrisville Local Option Sales Tax.
State Local Government, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Willingham, House Bill 93, School Calendar Flexibility, Martin County.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Humphrey, House Bill 94, school calendar flexibility, Lenoir County.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hunter, House Bill 95, school calendar flexibility, certain school systems.
Education K-12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hennig and Corbin, House Bill 96, revised geographically isolated schools, forming with Currituck.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations, education appropriation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Hennig, Corbin, House Bill 97, increased transportation efficiency, Butterick, Currituck.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Corbin, House Bill 98, Macon, Clay, no right-of-way, spotlighting.
Wildlife Resources, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil and Bowles, House Bill 99, transfer alcohol law enforcement.
Alcoholic Beverage Control Committee, if favorable, judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. We still haven't gotten to introduce our pages yet this week, but with only a half full house, we're going to defer that till tomorrow so all of our members can help greet them. Notices and announcements. For the purpose of the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren Rise.
For announcement.
You have the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The state and local government will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in room 544.
For the purpose of the gentleman from Wilkes. Representative Elmore Rise.
Madam Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and I would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
It is so ordered, and you are recognized to speak.
Okay, thank you, Madam Speaker. Today it was very exciting. We had our vocational ag teachers here with the FFA chapters from across the state. I had the privilege of being able to speak with them and other members from our chamber, Representative Dixon, and some others. And it was exciting to see just hundreds of FFA members in front of us here in Raleigh advocating. And I just want to thank our vocational and ag teachers for what they do. And I want to thank those students because they are already in the pipeline of our workforce development for our agriculture industry, which is the largest in the state. But I appreciate the time, Madam Speaker. Thank you.
Further notices and announcements. For purposes, gentlemen from Moore, Representative Bowles Rise.
Point of personal privilege.
If you have the floor for a point of personal privilege.
I'd just like to thank the gentlemen and ladies up in the audience as far as EMS. I still currently hold my EMT and still on the fire department, and I appreciate having breakfast with them this morning. And I'd just like to say thank you all for what you do. Thank you. Regina, you're a tough lady now. Thank you.
Further notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 20th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standards stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Hennig in his jacket, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 20th at 2 p.m., subject to standards stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
Clarification for the House record. House Bill 96, Revised Geo-Isolated School District Formula, Currituck County, is referred to the Committee on Education K-12, Appropriations Education, Appropriations Full Committee, and Rules Counter and Operations of the House. Likewise, House Bill 97, Increased Transparency Efficiency Buffer, Currituck, is referred to the Committees on Education K-12, Appropriations Education Full Appropriations, and the Rules Committee. Clarifications for the record. Reading of a representative statement. A representative statement recognizing agricultural education and the future farmers of America, whereas there are over 1 million former agriculture education students and future farmers of America FFA members currently in North Carolina, and whereas agriculture education and the FFA are taught in 99 counties of North Carolina in the public schools, community colleges, and the universities, and whereas agriculture education and the FFA is a 12-month educational program providing summer agricultural and agribusiness experiences and leadership training through 23 different career and technical education classes, and whereas the North Carolina agriculture education and the FFA programs have one of the highest high school student retention and graduation rates in North Carolina, and whereas the North Carolina agriculture education and FFA program is the eighth largest in the United States, and whereas agriculture education and FFA students upon graduating from high school are prepared for one or more of the 300 plus career opportunities available in science, business, technology, and agriculture, and whereas North Carolina's FFA members are recognized nationally for their quality agricultural training, leadership abilities, academic achievements, and community service, and whereas North Carolina's agricultural educators are known and respected throughout the nation for their exemplary leadership in planning and implementing superb programs on behalf of FFA members, and whereas agriculture education programs and the FFA organizations are dedicated to making a positive difference in the lives of their members by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through agriculture education, and whereas the FFA is a national organization of 669,989 students of agriculture education in secondary schools, technical colleges, and universities with chapters in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. And whereas the FFA merged with the organizations including the Young Tar Heel Farmers, which organized in 1928, and merged with the FFA in 1929, and the New Farmers America, which organized in 1935, and merged with the FFA in 1965. And whereas agricultural education, FFA students, and their teachers in North Carolina have been led since 1929 with a succession of outstanding leaders, including Tom Brown, S.B. Simmons, A.G. Bullard, R.J. Peeler, Vierder Hare, C.V. Tart, and Charles Niels. And whereas Dr. Joseph Clary, a native of Cleveland County and graduate of North Carolina State University, had a career in education working for the North Carolina Department of Agriculture, North Carolina Department of Instruction, Hastie High School in Davidson County, Beaver Creek High School in Ashe County, Caldwell County Community College, and North Carolina State University, Dr. Clary was instrumental in creating and establishing the North Carolina FFA Alumni Association, working on several building projects at the North Carolina FFA Center, the camp at White Lake, and training agricultural teachers. And whereas National FFA Week is observed on February 17th through the 23rd, 2019, and Agricultural Education and FFA Day is observed in North Carolina on February 19th, 2019. Now, therefore, North Carolina Agricultural Education Program and Future Farmers of America organizations deserve to be recognized and commended, and all who support, promote, and encourage the outstanding students of this program and organization deserve to be praised. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on this 19th day of February 2019, submitted by Representative Jeffrey Elmore, signed by House Principal Clerk James White.